Russell Brand recently posted three different interesting videos. One announcing that he would be getting baptized. Another promoting tarot card readings. And yet another talking about the tranquil feeling he has after receiving baptism. As we discuss whether or not we have reason to celebrate this new salvation, or should these occult practices give us pause concerning his recent profession of faith.
The Good Fight Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking at Russell Brand's recent videos concerning baptism. And not only his videos concerning baptism, but also concerning tarot card reading. And discuss this very important subject is none other than the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel.
Yeah, Chad, incredibly important topic. We know a lot of people, a lot of professing believers, even a brother in our fellowship, a lot of discerning people in this fellowship came up to me as I entered church Sunday morning before I preached and just fellowship with my brothers and sisters. And he was like, "You hear Russell Brand, you know, he became a Christian, you know, he's got baptized and so forth." And I said, "Yeah, we'll see where that goes, you know." And I know a lot of people, and that's why we do these shows, to check it out. And because remember Kanye, you know, claimed to be saved. You know, he was having church, you know, and he became the leader of this new church. And we had people that are even conservative Christians. One was from John MacArthur's church, was discipling him, a pastor that came off out of his ministry, saying, "Oh, he's for real. He's really repented and everything." And we were a little more cautious. And we said, "You know what? We don't want to throw a wet towel on a fire, but we don't know that this is a fire. We want to see where he's at, where he's going and everything. And at the same time, we want to be gracious. What if he truly has repented? Let's wait and see. You're supposed to examine the fruit, right, Chad?" So we looked at the fruit, and now he's saying he's Jesus, at least in the past a bit. Anti-Semitic, hatred toward just Jews in general. Just vile stuff coming out of his mouth. So we want the best for Russell Brand. We need to look at him. But man, he's not off to a good start out of the gate. Not at all. So we have him some mass caution. And we want to be praying for him, but watchful and not saying, "Yeah, he's a believer yet."
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you look at Kanye's back calling himself God again, and he's even starting a adult entertainment. I hate that we can't use the words because we'll get our stuff struck down, but it's not adult. It's childish. It's somebody that's given over to all the passions and lust of their heart.
It's demonic.
Absolutely. So we want to, it is with caution, and we always want to say, wait, let's let the fruit come out of it, right? That's Amen. That's a big thing. Let's see the fruit coming out of it. But, you know, this one, Joe, it's tough because people have kind of been pushing this for a while, actually, concerning Russell Brand, because he was involved with Katy Perry. He was married to her. You know, there's some infidelity there. They're divorced, and now he has a new wife who you guys are going to hear as we react. We're actually going to play all the clips in the order that they were actually, that they came out on his Instagram page. And then we're going to give you our reaction to it, starting with the first video, Joe, where he specifically talks about how, "Hey, I'm going to go get baptized.
This Sunday, I'm taking the plunge. I'm getting baptized. At the moment, I'm very curious as to what you who have been baptized feel about it, what your expectations are of the event prior, and what it's actually like. What's been explained to me is it's an opportunity to die and be reborn, an opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name, like it says in Galatians, that you can live as an enlightened and awakened person. Sometimes I think of non-Christian perspectives on it, like Marcus Aurelius saying, 'You are already dead, now live the rest of your life properly,' or the Buddhist saying, 'Put down the corpse.' All of these things seem so inviting and beautiful. I know a lot of people are sort of cynical about the increasing interest in Christianity and the return to God. But to me, it's obvious, as meaning deteriorates in the modern world, as our value systems and institutions crumble, all of us become increasingly aware that there is this eerily familiar awakening and beckoning figure that we've all known all of our lives within us and around us. And for me, it's very exciting One of my concerns is I'm thinking about doing it in the River Thames. So I could be getting sort of baptized in toxoplasmosis and E. coli based on what I've learned. So I may be leaving behind the sins, but I might be picking up some pretty serious viruses. Let me know what you guys think about it and how you feel about it. Thanks.
All right, Joe, there is a lot to unpack there. And he, you know, at the end of the video, let me know what you think about it. So we're going to let you know what we think about it. So, Joe, a few things that I heard that, you know, depending upon, we're both listening to it together. So it's like, okay, what were you hearing? You know, this Sunday, I'm going to take the plunge. I'm going to get baptized, die and be reborn again, leave the past behind. He said he's going to be reborn and be an enlightened and awakened person similar to Galatians. Now, I'm guessing he's quoting in his head, Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life which I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. I'm guessing that's what he might be. I'm not sure, but I'm just guessing there. Then he talks about how actually you can find this in other religions too. Marcus Aurelius, who not only the emperor, but a very famous Stoic philosopher, who would also write things like, if you haven't done anything in your life, you might as well kill yourself so you can accomplish that. And also Buddhism, putting down the corpse. And it's eerily familiar, speaking of Christianity, about this awakening figure. And then one thing we might have to talk about is the idea of he's actually going to a baptism that is immersive, actually something where you would be baptized into the water, which doesn't sound like Catholicism, but he does promote Catholicism, even a crucifix on his page. His wife even says is Catholic and stuff. So Joe, those are the things that I was writing down as we were listening to it together that we might want to speak about. And this is the video prior to the baptism, about 4 days or so before the baptism. This is what he posted.
Yeah, along with those concerns, some of the things that came to my mind was, you know, he was making it sound as though baptism is your salvation, as though that's when you get saved. Of course, that's how he came off, which fits Roman Catholicism, although he did talk about immersion, so it's a little bit confusing. But let's keep in mind, too, you know, Catholicism has a false gospel. They teach that you have to keep the seven sacraments and do, you know, a lot of things, get your sins burned off in purgatory, which is the denial of the blood of Christ, or an addition to the blood of Christ, which is, according to Galatians, which he referenced, is a different gospel. He's shown himself praying the rosary, Chad, in videos, by heart, knows them out loud. He's talked about being excited about being on the Hallow app and getting the Hallow app, which is a Catholic, Roman Catholic app with meditations, Catholic meditations and prayers. So he's definitely ecumenical. As you mentioned, he mentioned Buddhism and along with his baptism. But it's interesting, his mention in Galatians was interesting because Paul says to the church at Galatia, who was teaching that you had to do certain things to earn your salvation, like be circumcised and so forth. Paul said to the church of Galatians chapter 3, who has bewitched you? He said, did you receive the Holy Spirit through the works of the law or through faith? So we receive the Holy Spirit through faith prior to baptism. We don't need to do certain things to actually, we repent and come to Christ in our hearts. We have a change of heart, change of mind. We turn from our darkness in our hearts to Christ to receive the free gift of salvation. But any works that we do after that are the fruit of our salvation, the fruits of repentance, as John says, the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3. So that's all very interesting. But also he says something, these new agey, you know, ecumenical kind of things, we have to be very careful with this because he was heavily into Eastern mysticism. And quoting, you know, Buddhists, you know, ooh, that's not good. And then he mentioned something that seemed a little subtle. He said, you know, we are, you know, drawn to this figure, this towering figure from the past. He said, and he's talking about Christ, but is he talking about the Jesus of the Bible? Because he says, who's within us and without us. Jesus is not within us until we accept Christ. And when Cornelius accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior in Acts 10, there was evidence that he'd received Christ as he's hearing the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? The logos, the message of the gospel. So Cornelius is hearing the gospel, and then he begins to speak in tongues, which is evidence. I don't believe that's the evidence of salvation, but it showed they had the Holy Spirit in him. You don't have to have that evidence to have the Holy Spirit. But it's interesting because it's by faith. Just what Paul said, you receive the Spirit by faith or by the hearing works of the law. And then Peter says, you know, you're ready. You can be baptized. because he'd seen that he was saved. So the Bible clearly teaches that Jesus forgives people over and over again prior to baptism. So baptism, many thief on the cross was never baptized. But the idea that Christ is within all of us, John, that is a New Age teaching. You know, that we all have the Christ consciousness, as New Agers and Candace Owens has said, or she talks about the Christ consciousness, I should say. We'll get into that another time. So we see, at the same time, having said all this, I know when I became a Christian and I was a brand new Christian, I didn't know any Christians. So I said, okay, I've got to stop using repetitions in my prayers now, you know? And the first time I became a Christian, why do I have to weed out? I opened this book and it took time to be totally, you know, and I'm still not totally sanctified, becoming Christ, more Christ-like every day. But I jettisoned right away all my New Age books, all those things, and got rid of all the occult books and so forth. And that's important to do. So I recognize if he is truly new, and he's truly sincere, Jesus says, he that wills do the will of the Father will know the doctrine. He'll lead him out of Catholicism, will lead him out of the occult. But if he's still holding on to occult practice and stuff, then you have to question whether his repentance is really real. And right now I'm saying, he's, ouch.
Yeah, I really like what you said there. I think that's really important for people to see. We want to speak with grace as those seasons of salt, so we know how to respond to each person. And I really do think that people need to recognize that it's some of these things are great to hear, but you're like, whoa, that gives me big pause. And we're going to show other things that give you pause as well. But Joe, you know, we were talking to a friend as well that came out of the New Age, and she actually mentioned recently that before she actually came to Christ, that prior to that, she actually even got baptized. In fact, she said she was going to an Episcopalian church, and that an Episcopalian woman priest came up and, you know, she asked her if she can use certain cards and stuff. And she actually mentions right here specifically about the fact that they were told, as she wasn't even a believer yet, but thought she was deceived still, that she was actually told, yeah, she could just keep doing some of her New Age practices.
Yeah.
The first time I was baptized in February 2017, it was when I was being called out of the New Age, but I wasn't yet saved. And so right after that baptism, I was on social media like Russell Brand is, and I was using cards. You can see right here on the screen, this is me with a Bible and my divination cards together in my videos. So I wasn't saved. I was being called out and using cards, and I wasn't saved until 7 months later. During that interim period, my husband and I were trying to find the truth. We hadn't yet read the whole Bible. We were members of a progressive Episcopalian church, which many call Catholic Light. I was confused, but meanwhile, this is what relates to Russell Brand. I was on social media showing my baptism, using cards, and I was getting hated on and criticized by the Christian community, understandably, but I didn't understand it because why? I needed to be discipled.
And Joe, it is interesting because she specifically, you know, was talking about tarot cards and that she was actually taking pictures with her tarot card and her Bible next to each other and thought this was totally fine. And this video is interesting, Joe, because this one was actually posted on the same day that he posted a later video we're going to check out as well regarding what happened after the baptism.
Meddling occultist art. Kidnapped and held hostage by some railings. That can't be good news, can it? Oh, it's the old kidnapped and held hostage by some railings card. That's good. That means you are going to get a new puppy. Like, it's not going to be that, is it? Well, actually, we've looked into it, and this card is called the Eight of Swords, and it symbolizes feeling trapped and restricted, perhaps by your own convictions, self-imposed barriers that can be shed with an open mind. Do you feel trapped? Are you in a state of anxiety and fear? And can you remove the blindfold to become free? I'm interested, I suppose, in the intuitive reactions one might have to tarot, particularly as I move into a more clearly delineated spiritual space with a more clearly ordained path, i.e. a lot of Christians would say that tarot and even yoga is a kind of heresy. What's your personal view on that? Do you still use stuff like this and the I Ching? Do you still look out for symbols and signs as you move further down a particular pathway? One thing's for sure, that when you get something like that, it does serve as a tool for reflection and personal analysis. Because, yeah, I do feel that if I remove the blindfold or let the scales fall from my eyes, I would see more clearly what the path is. You know, I read today, I think, on Halo, and, you know, it's an app that I use for meditation. It's absolutely beautiful, that if you focus on God, that is all you have to do. God will do everything else. Now, you hear stuff like that and it sort of makes a bit of sense, doesn't it? You think, well, all right, so what am I actually worried about now? I'm worried about this attack. I'm worried about this aspect of my family life or this aspect of my personal partnership. You know, like, how do I focus on God? Well, I suppose what that means is I have faith, I trust, I remove the blindfold and see that the pathway of God is the only pathway for me. God is in charge of my relationship. God is in charge of my working life. And I know what God's principles are. Service, kindness, faith, trust, hope, charity, gratitude, acceptance, surrender. You know, so if I'm not doing that stuff, oh, well, is that eight swords? Let's just say that one weren't there. Then, you know, if I'm not doing that stuff, then no wonder I'm feeling anxious. What do you think about that? And are you happy with hybrid modalities where you're able to meddle in occultist arts? I mean, is that a pentagram? I'm not sure what kind of star that is, but there's some questions. Are you happy to use hybrid models from woo to Q, as I heard Duncan Trussell once say?
Well, Joe, so I want to point that out. I just want to point this out. I know I said it before the clip, but I want you to understand, he posted this before the very last clip that we're going to be playing for the show to kind of dissect and go through. And man, there's a lot there. I mean, one, I just want to say, before we get into some of the occultism, he's like, and even, oh, is that a pentagram? I don't know. A lot of questions. He's asking Christians all this stuff. Joe, when you're listening to even this reading that he got, which is demonic, it really is. But you listen to this reading, and it really is the people writing that stuff that he's reading. It's the Barnum effect. It's literally like, oh, do you have anxieties and fears? And yeah. And oh yeah, of course I do. Oh man, I have these. And oh, if the veil gets removed, then I'll be able to break through this barrier. Literally everyone, yeah. Joe, everyone could read that and be like, oh, this applies to me. This was the reading that I needed. And Satan will use those tricks. Joe, there is so much to dissect there. This idea of doing tarot and yet being a Christian, getting baptized, doing tarot. I guess I feel weird asking you, but Joe, should Christians be doing tarot cards?
Yeah, I mean, in a couple words, absolutely not, you know? And you want to feel that he's just an, you know, unsophisticated new Christian, quote unquote. Again, what gospel is he believing in? What Jesus is he believing in? Jesus that's already within everybody, that's very new agey, that's not the historical Jesus. He knocks at the doors of our hearts, and we have to open our hearts. As many as received him, he gave the right to become the children of God. Those who reject Jesus, they are, as Jesus said, you are your father, the devil. And he referred to them as children of the father, the devil. These are very important questions. But Chad, as you mentioned, there's so much to unravel there. Too much for a half-hour show, for sure. But just that he, at one hand, acknowledges that he knows a ton of people. He knows. I'm going to say that's heretical, as he mentioned. It's wrong. But then he acts like he might be leaning in that direction a little bit. Well, was this a tarot card? Or, I mean, is this a pentagram? But then he says, but at least, then he justifies it. He says, at least this is good for self-reflection, you know? I'm like, ooh, that's just, you let out some of your true colors there. At least you're saying that you at least appreciate that because you could truly reflect on your life. No, these are, as you said, Chad, this is just, you know, utterly demonic. These are, you know, the Bible warns. Remember that passage that I think is so clear, Deuteronomy 18. God warns his people when they go into the land of Canaan, because the Canaanites were sacrificing their children in the fire. They were involved in the wizards and witches and omens and reading all kinds of different things. Not just, they were reading, they'd slaughter an animal, they'd take out its entrails and read the guts, you know, to see the future, the liver, you know? And that's what people do with palm reading, with tarot cards. And Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 says, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, right? Thou shalt learn to practice the abominations of those nations. And I can list the nine abominations that he mentioned because I'd memorized that passage a long time ago. But he mentions divination. God does. And divination is trying to tell the future through, you know, objects and artifacts and events and so forth. We have the word of God. And Isaiah said in chapter 8, verses 19 and 20 of his book that, you know, you should not seek the dead or spirits and those who, you know, mutter from the ground. Should not a people seek their God, you know? And to the law and to the testimony, he says, they do not seek thy word. There's no light in them, you know, if they don't follow this teaching. So a Russell Brand has to decide whether he's to put God's word in his inerrant, infallible word that he's delivered to us and vouchsafed to us through scripture, the scripture, given us his word, or occult means. And Chad, we recognize, I mean, we quote our ministry, Ephesians 5:11, 5:11 news, you know, it's a big scripture we use in Good Fight Ministries. It says, have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness, right? But rather expose them. So we're called out of darkness, but then we're called to do just what we're doing today, expose them. And Paul's writing the church at Ephesus. And the church at Ephesus was into magic because there at Ephesus, they worshiped the goddess Diana, and they were involved in all kinds of various occult practices. And that, I mean, it's a lot like today. I mean, their world was rife with what we would call New Age today, but syncretism, occultism, and so forth. And they had a lot of books amassed, and that was, they were steeped, even as Russell Brand has been in the Eastern mysticism. There was mysticism from Manny and others, or pre-Manny stuff, but a lot of stuff coming from the Far East as well, and Egyptian mystery religions and so forth, influencing the Ain, or ancient Near Eastern Canaanite religions and so forth. So Chad, it's interesting. Paul preached the gospel to them, church at Ephesus. The group who, after they got saved, he wrote a letter to them, said to expose these works of darkness now, right? Have nothing to do with them. But here's what they did when they saw that they, what they would have done with their tarot cards if they had tarot cards then. Here's what they did with their magic books. This is a really, really easy verse to remember. It's in Acts chapter 19, verse 19. You can always remember Acts 19, 19, when you're talking to someone involved in the occult, wondering if they should get rid of their tarot cards or their occult books. And I'll read it. Many who became believers confessed their sinful practices. So, Russell, if you happen to be watching our show, we love you, man, but these are sinful practices. It says, a number of them who had been practicing sorcery brought their incantation books and burned them at a public bonfire. The value of the books was several million dollars. So the message about the Lord spread widely and had a powerful effect. Russell, and pray for him to truly know the true Jesus. If he repents and gets right and submits to God, the gospel could spread through him to many, many people. A lot of people be set free. However, if he doesn't repent, he claims to be a Christian, Satan will use him as a net to gather many people into this ecumenical Babylonian harlot religion, which is the religion of the Antichrist for the end times.
I couldn't agree more. And we do hope, obviously, not for the latter, but the former, that he truly does come. But Joe, I was thinking about that, you know, and I know we've already talked about Kanye West, but I was thinking about that in light of that, because you have somebody going up there doing interviews saying, God doesn't answer prayers. And you're like, man, putting doubts in these people's mind. I'm like, man, I don't even want to know. It says it better that you never knew than to know the way of righteousness and turn from it. You're like the pig that gets washed and goes right back in to the mire. It's gross. And Joe, it's so interesting though, because we're going to play the last video after the baptism, which was posted on the same day. But before I do, guys, I know this sounds, it might sound interesting to you, but the truth is, Joe did a children's book that speaks to this so well, because a lot of people are like, how would a children's book speak to occultism and not practicing witchcraft? Well, interestingly enough, it takes you through a mirror. It's called Sparky the Broken Mirror, and it takes you through all the different ways people might try to go to fix themselves, but ultimately they need to go back to their creator. But one of the things that it talks about specifically is going to a witch to try to get better, to try to get put back all together, back into the Imago Dei and the image of God, right? And it is so, so telling. And I think this is important, Joe, and this is a topic that has been important to me, because looking at an episode we did last week on the bait and switch, where Satan has tried to grab children. He tried to grab young children, use them in Disney and in all of these different things, making Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, JoJo Siwa now, make them as popular as possible. And then when they get older, they denigrate Christianity. They mock Christianity. They do all this. And then, oh, there's all this deconstruction movement. And it's like, dude, grab them when they're young. We have an awesome resource that you can learn the gospel. Other people can learn the gospel. And by the way, at the end of the book in Sparky, it explains what each page has to do with the gospel. You guys can check out. And I want to encourage you, because while Satan is trying to get these kids at a young age, trying to get all these people to deconstruct and go away, this is a great way to say the only fulfillment you're going to find is in Christ Jesus. And so, Joe, I wanted to say that before this last clip. But before we do, Joe, I'd love for you to speak to that, because I think it's important for people to realize how it's important to grab these kids at a young age to see all this stuff. Because even if Russell Brown comes to Christ and truly does come to Christ through this, there is a lot of effect that happens. There's a lot of damage that has been done along Amen. The way to people. And so trying to get them before all that damage is done, because the greatest testimony is not, oh, the biggest drug addict who got to Christ. Those are beautiful testimonies of God's grace. But the greatest testimony is somebody who was raised in the Lord, followed the Lord, and loved the Lord, and continues to love the Lord all the way until we see him. So,
Amen. Yeah, and in that book, I have Sparky going to a guru to contemplate his navel. And, you know, the truth is within, which is kind of what Russell was kind of saying there. And the answer is not there. And it shows him going through, as you mentioned, all these situations. And he goes to the witch, but she levitates him. And he's only got one shard of glass left, because we're broken, man. And without Jesus, we're shattered. And we're created to reflect his image. And she brings him up, and then he collapses, and he gets even worse, because that's what the occult does. It messes you up. And if you see in her robe, you'll see that she's also a broken mirror. She can't fix us. Only Jesus can fix us. But then the next time you see Sparky, he has no glass. He had one shard of glass left. But after he visited the witch, now he's just totally destroyed. That's what the occult will do to Russell Brand and everybody else. So the answer is only in Jesus. And you know what? By the way, that's for kids, but it's also for adults. We've had a number of adults that were blessed. But a book that's for you, if you're an adult, for sure. We've got to push this too. Because guys, you don't want to miss out on this. And a lot of you have already bought it. It's called Wrestling with Discipleship. This guy needs to be discipled.
Yeah.
You know what, Chad? I saw him doing there. He's teaching people about these cards and how to gain knowledge through these. And what do you think? And he's discipling people into the occult when he claims they've just been baptized that day. I'm just like blown away. And I'm like, Russell, you should be promoting Chad's book on discipleship. And if you don't get that, I encourage you to get that, because you'll be incredibly blessed. I mean, Chad, you did a great job. And it challenges you in your walk with Jesus, and it's laden with scripture and encouragement on how to grow into the whole person in Christ that God calls us to be, to reflect his true image.
Praise God. And just one last note that I wanted to say on Sparky too is a ton of people were buying those books, Joe, to send them to family that are not saved so that they would read them to their children and hear the gospel.
Yeah.
So just one more method of doing that. But Joe, let's get to his video where he actually talks about after his baptism.
Yesterday, I got baptized, and it was an incredible, profound experience. And many of you will have had your own experiences of baptism and will therefore know what I'm talking about. Many aspects of it were very intimate and personal. The truth is this, as a person that has in the past taken many, many substances and always been disappointed with their inability to deliver the kind of tranquility and peace and even transcendence that I always felt I've been looking for, something occurred in the process of baptism that was incredible, overwhelming, literally overwhelming, because I was obviously underwater and it was the River Thames at some points. So I felt changed, transitioned. Now, of course, even though it's been less than 24 hours, in the interim period, I've already felt like sort of irritation. I've got three children. I've got a job. I've got challenges. I still live in the world. But I feel as if some new resource within me has switched on. So many of your comments have been so beautiful and encouraging, and I really appreciate it. And also even the cynicism, I understand, because some people will just see me as a celebrity. I don't see me as a celebrity, because I was me when I was a little boy. I was me when I was a junkie. I was me when I was poor. I've been me in all of the different phases. But I recognize that anything in this terrain, in the sort of social media world, could be exploited and utilized. For me, I've made the decision and I know what the decision is. I've made it for myself, and I pray that it will be relevant to my family, in particular my children. My wife's Catholic, you know, she's already made her own choices in this life, including this one. This is new for me. I'm learning, and I will make mistakes, but this is my path now, and I already feel incredibly blessed, relieved, nourished, held. It's been an incredible experience. I wish I could tell you exactly about it, because there were amazing individuals involved. There were incredible and bizarre incidents that took place that felt serendipitous and laden. You know, I do a show every day. I'll be talking about this stuff in the show because it's part of my mission, and it's part of my ministry, and it's part of my service. This is new to me, and it's a joy to me. And I know that I'm not expected to be perfect, and I know that that's not something I'll be able to deliver. Those of you that have embraced me, I'm so grateful. I can't tell you how happy I feel and how relieved I feel. But as you know, if you know, my resources are coming from somewhere else and someone else now. Thank you so much for your support. Let's keep doing this together, or certainly I'm just going to do what I'm doing. I love you so much. I'm so grateful to be surrendered in Christ.
Wow, Joe, that is somewhat incredible to listen to, especially considering he posted those things 2 hours ago, 2 hours apart with the tarot stuff and then that. It's like, man, you really want to root for him, right? You really do. But then one of the things that gives me pause, and I want you to speak to this as well for maybe for the listeners. One of the things that gives me pause is he's talking about, well, during the drugs, during this, it's a feeling that passed away one day. And truth be told, like, you're going to have feelings pass away, and there is some tranquil feelings. I you know, there are some personal feelings that you get towards baptism, towards worship, towards when you're reading the word and start understanding those things, but those go away. But you know, really knowing Jesus, that never goes away.
That's funny, because we didn't really talk about the content of that clip, but I came to the same conclusion. I want to hear about Jesus. I want to hear what Jesus is doing in your life. I want to hear you use the name Jesus. And maybe he did, because those are three lengthy clips. I didn't hear Jesus mentioned. I heard in Christ at the end.
Oh, yeah,
but well, I want to hear about the cross. I want to hear about how he's the only way, and they paid for our sins. He rose again, and that I've turned from the new age. I've turned from the occult. I've turned from all these things, and I've embraced Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, because I know he's the only way to be saved. And that's true for all of you who are listening. We need to make sure that we understand he's the only way, because he's talking about the path, the path, the path. But when he describes the path, it's like Christ with, you know, tarot and all kinds of stuff. That's the broad road that leads to destruction. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And so let's pray that he gets on the Jesus path and stays with Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And then we'll be able to come back and say, wow, he's got really serious. Praise God. Or we'll say, yeah, we tried to caution you guys. Don't jump on the bandwagon until you know. The Bible says, bring forth fruit in keeping with repentance. So let's look for the fruit.
Amen. We love you guys. God bless you guys.
You've been listening to The Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel and host Chad Davidson, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, visit us online at goodfight.org. Join our growing social media family and consider partnering with us at patreon.com/goodfight.